Welcome everyone, Bezal Hashem. We're learning Shari Chuma Shar Aleph Ois Chof, rather Lamed Beis, Shin number 53, Erish Shabbos Kodesh Parshos, Vayikra Vav Nisan Toshin Pei Aleph, March 19th, 2021. Asu Siyag L'Toyra. Rabbeinu Yoina wants to tell us that a person here who's doing Tshuva, and we're focusing specifically in these pieces that Rabbi Yoina is talking about now, on the ninth principle of tshuva, of Shviras HaTaiva, Hagashmis, of breaking the Taivas Hagashmis, a person's physical desires here in this world. So what do you have to do? Another Eitzah, says Rabbi Yoina, Asu Siyag L'Taiva, make a fence around the Taiva. Let's just give a little example, where a person, he likes making the bracha mezoinus. He likes making the bracha mezoinus. You know why? Because he likes to make it on donuts. He likes to make it on danishes. But it's not healthy for him. And he has to stop. And he knows when he finishes his davening on the way home, there's this donut shop right down the block. So what should he do? Just an example. You should walk a different way. Walk a different way. Asu siyag l'tayra. Asu siyag. Make a fence. He knows the donuts are not good for him. Walk a different way. That's the concept over here. We have to make our own siyagim. Everybody has to make his own fences. So thinking. He has to be a thinking person. Another benefit of breaking the taiva gashmis. What's another benefit of breaking the taiva gashmis? So it's like a conversation between the taiva and the person. If the Yetzirah will say to the person, you know, it's time to do something wrong, let's go for it. There's a conversation going on in the person's mind with his Yetzirah. Yidabra liboy, you should say back. Wait a minute. This is what you should say back. Hein behet lo yamale tavosi. When something is permitted to me. Hein behet lo yamale tavosi. Something that I'm allowed to do, I refrain from. I hold myself back from violating or transgressing, even that when really I'm allowed to do it. It's permissible, so it's not even a transgression. But I view it to some degree as something I have to avoid. So to me, it's like to some degree of transgression. But really, it's mutter. It's mutter. So if something is really permissible and I don't transgress, I don't overstep my boundaries, I'm going to make my siyog and my fences, and I will not violate that which is definitely forbidden. A susiyag, make a fence. Another benefit, says Rabbi Yoina in Islam and Gimel now. Vaytimsa b'shvias ha'tayva te'elis rabba v'atsuma. Ki yigale b'zeh yoyshe libay v'tuv chetzoy v'shuva. A person who is breaking and trying to break his taivas libay, his shvias ha'tayvas, of running after the Gashmias of Olam Hazeh, he's showing Hashem, I want to do better. He's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm trying. You know what he's accomplishing? He's accomplishing of the greatest thing as a person can do in his life. He's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do better. I want to come closer to you, Hashem. There was a time when I was distancing myself from you, Hashem, and now I want to do better. And he brings psukim, zivchei lakim ruach nishbor, olev nishbor v'nitkei lakim loisiv zeh. The broken spirited person Hashem does not despise. What is a broken spirit? A person should walk down the street feeling broken? That's not what it means. That's not what it means. It means hachna. It means humility. Ruach nishbara hi haruach hanamucha v'hachnoas hachna. Broken spirit means humility. That the person realizes that's gaiva, it's arrogance that led him in the first place to run after his taiva, because he had figured, you know, I have the money to do what I want with it, so I'm going to do what I want with it. Yeah, taiva in the sunnah belev. Taiva is placed in the heart. Question is, what's a person do with it? David HaMelech in the capital of Tshuva, Nun Aleph 51, he tells us, Leiv Nishbar V'Nidke Elokim Leisivze, that the heart of the broken person Hashem does not despise. What does this mean? Ki Baal Tshuva Misratze Al Hashem B'Shviras HaTaiva Gashmis. The Baal Tshuva. And we should all try to be Baalei Tshuva. This is our goal in life. Baalei Tshuva means we come back and we say, Hashem, I'm home. I came home. It's now Yontif time. It's Erev Yontif, Vav Nisan. I'm coming home for Pesach. That's what we're saying to Hashem. I'm coming back. No matter what, no matter where a person was, you know what's going to happen? Hashem's going to roll out the red carpet and say, I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. I'm so happy you're coming home. That's what Hashem's going to say. And we have to hear these words as well. Chizeh mikre mikri ha-tshuva. This is of the main points of tshuva, that a person is breaking his taiva. He's showing Hashem, I want to come home. And Hashem will give you a big hug and kiss and say, welcome home. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Chag Kosher Sameach to everyone. And Mitzvah Hashem, we can continue after Pesach.